Kayach yayin mibein hakusim. If somebody buys wine, halakayach yayin mibein hakusim. Somebody buys wine from the goyim mibein hakusim. Here kusim doesn't really mean a goy. It means a kusim, which was geria royis, geria mesein. They were Jews. It's only a chash. They didn't take off trumas and maizes. That's all. So if you brought your wine, and Rashi learned this bearer Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, you got the wine right before Shabbos. So you didn't have enough time to take off the trumas and maizes before Shabbos. And now you want to drink the wine on Shabbos. So how could you drink the wine? You have to be afraid it's kevel. You have to be afraid the kusi did not take off trumas and maizes. So what do? Oyma, you have right to say like this. Shnei lugim shani yosad lahafrish harehen truma. The two out of the 100, like 150th, that I plan to take off for truma, that should be set aside to be truma. Asoro, 1/10, maisa rishon. Tes, like one, not tes, maisa sheni. Nine parts of it now, 9/10 of it, like, should be maisa sheni. What do you do with the maisa sheni? Omeichel v'shoysa miyad. And I'll be pointed with, like, on money. Rashi says, maitzi maisa sheni l'chulin, al moyish yeshna mabayis. You say the money you have in your house, that with that money I want to be paid to take off the Kedushas Maisa Shani here onto that money. It's enough just to say these things. And the actual, you'll take it off really later. And therefore, Vishaisa, Miyad, you'll have to drink it right away. That's what the Tanakhama says. Diva Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, you hold for. In other words, Rabbi Meir holds, you say Yesh Breira. In other words, right now, you're allowed to drink the wine, even though you did not really separate, take off the trumas and maizes. You're first going to take it off really after Shabbos. You're going to make the breira after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you're going to separate, take out, no, 1/50th, 1/10th, but you're allowed to drink it right now, because you hold yesh breira. We say what you're drinking right now is not the truma, it's not the maizerishin, because that's going to be what you take it off later, like you hold yesh breira. So when you take off tomorrow, that's going to be the truma and the maizrus. So if you hold the yesh breira, you're allowed to drink it right now. And this is called afrosha right now. The afrosha is chal right now. And this you're allowed to do on Shabbos also if you get stuck. Because you're not doing an actual mice afrosha. You're only doing it with bedibur. This is all right. Yeah. So this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Oisrin. They say, no, you're not allowed to do this. Why not, Rashi says? To last l'hu breira, because they do not hold from this svara of breira. Loima to tell us that minachul u'shaisa, who gives you the right to say when you drink the wine right now, you're drinking chulin, and maybe you're drinking truma. U'truma ma'isarishin esaron benoit. Who tells you to tell you have a right to say when I drink the wine now, I'm drinking the chulin. And the ma'isa, that's still remaining in the barrel, and tomorrow I'll take off the ma'isa. That's only good if you hold the yesh breira. But if you hold ain't breira, you can't say that. Right now, there's chulin and truma mixed together. So you're not allowed to drink anything here right now until you make the actual hafrasha. And that you can't do on Shabbos. So therefore they say oisrin. So l'churi, you see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't breira. Since so the Mishnah before, the way we have it, Rabbi Yehuda holds the yesh breira. So that's why we have to change around that Mishnah to say no. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says he was mafkrid at night time. It was Rabbi Daisa, the one that says maskrid in the morning. Rabbi Daisa holds from yesh breira. But Rabbi Yud himself holds takain breira, like he says here. So Mara says like this though. Amri, I tell you, saif, anyway, amai kom hafchis lo lamas nisin, who told you to change around that Mishnah? Mishum de kashat Rabbi Yehuda, because he had a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. If you didn't want to change around that Mishnah, there Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breira. And here we just had a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. So because of this Stira, we went to change it around to say the first one is not Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it's Rabbi Daisa that says Yesh Breira. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira like it says over here. The Gemara says if you're doing that, Hashta Nami Kasha the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan. But still we have a Stira in Rabbi Yechanan. The Yamrit, the Rabbi Yechanan, because he said according to Rabbi Yechanan, Loitema kol hanilka, don't say kol hanilkat, elema kol hamislakit. So Rabbi Yechanan says, don't say the case was at night time you're being paid the kerem ravai, but rather you're doing it in the morning. Elema, your whole teretz was you're doing it in the morning when the peres is still in your rishus. So you're putting down the money to be paid the kerem ravai early in the morning when everything is still in your rishus. So that's the way we're answering the first Rabbi Yochanan, that you can only do something when it's in your reshus, before the ganav took it. Because once the ganav takes it out of your reshus, then you can't be makdashit, you can't be poider it. So you're answering it, kol hanilkat, that the Bailam did it in the morning before the ganav came to take it. Okay, that's good. But our kohanim are coming out now, alma istay breira. If you hold kol hanilkat, you have to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds from breira. That means the Baal HaBos has a right to put down money in the morning, and he wants to be paid to the Kerem Ravai. Which Kerem Ravai? We don't know yet. If a Gazlan comes along and takes from Kerem Ravai throughout the day, you mean that Kerem Ravai, those payers, should be paid on this money. So that's totally in Breira. Because right now when you put down the money, we don't know which one you meant. So that's called Breira. For the Markashai, for Rabbi Yechonon, less like Breira, have a Kasher anyway. Rabbi Yechonon does not hold from Breira. What's the Raya? Because the Yomar Rabbi Yasi, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, the Locher is, Ho'achin Shel Choku, Lekuchai Sein, U'machzirin Zeh Blezeh B'yayvon. You should know, Achim Shel Choku, brothers that divide up, in other words, when they Yashin their father, and therefore they make a Chalukah, that you take this field, I take that field. The Locher is Lekuchai Sein. We consider as if that they're buying and selling one to another. And therefore, Machzirin Zelazeb Yevil. When it becomes Yevil, they have to return it again, the two brothers, and again divide it again. Because he holds Ein Breira. In other words, if you would hold the Yesh Breira, the Pshat is when the father dies, he left over two fields. Now, which field belongs to which one? If you hold Yesh Breira, we say, whichever one they divide up and take, as we consider as if that's the one you get directly from your father. So you're not buying it one brother from the other brother, but rather we consider it, that's what you receive from your father. But if you hold Ein Breira, so when your father died, we do not know exactly which field should go to who. So when you divide it up, we have to be afraid maybe you're really taking your brother's field, and maybe your brother is taking your field. So then they're gazlonim. So what do? We consider as if one sold it to the other one. Like Reuven says to Shimon, listen, if this field that you have, if it really is supposed to belong to me, I'm selling it to you. That's because we hold Ein Breira. Like we do not know really exactly which field belongs to which one of them. We can't be samech on the fact later on when we divide it up and see clearly whose it is. That's the way it was supposed to be at the beginning. No, maybe at the beginning was supposed to be a different way. So therefore we consider as if the two brothers sold it one to another. So therefore you see Rabbi Yechonon holds Ein Breira. And therefore, since we consider like they sold it one to another, the locher is by Yovel, it's master, it goes back on Yovel. The Rashi says, Lekucha sein, v'lo yamrina, we do not say, Huver hadavar shezeh chilek ha-megiyah l'cholechon, this is the portion that belongs to each one of them, v'yerusha lo yikamar achamon at the tether. Because if it would have been a real Yerusha, the Torah never tells you have to return a Yerusha on Yovel. It's only if you bought something that you have to return it on Yovel. So how come here by the brothers Yerusha we have to give it back? El Amrina we say Chelkul Shozer Hoy Roy Lezer Ve'achlifu. We have to be afraid maybe each brother is taking the other ones. For Rei Hein Kemekach. It's as if they're selling it then one to another, and therefore when it becomes Yevul, they have to really return it. So therefore it's called Achem Shacholkul Kuchasein Umachzirin Zelazer BeYevul. So our Kopani Misir Abyechon holds clearly Ein Breira. So how could Rabbi Yochanan learn Shan the Braisa of the Tznuyim? Call Hamislakit, which means he does it in the morning, that's totally in Breira. So to see Rabbi Yochanan again. So what's it like this? L'yaylam really, I tell you, call Hanilkat. No, Rabbi Yochanan also agreed that the Tznuyim say, at night time, the Baal HaBos comes down and puts down the money and says, any Kerem Ravai that was taken throughout the daytime, the pigeon should be upon this money. So if so, really it's a kashan of Yechonon. Here the Tznuyim hold, you could make a pidyon on something that's not in your reshus. At night time, when the Baal HaBos comes home, after the Ganovim already took the Kerem Ravai, now you're making a pidyon. So you're making a pidyon on something that's not in your reshus. Says so, that's a Stam Mishnah, Salkim of Yechonon says not like that. I'll answer you, for Rabbi Yechonon, Stoma, Achrina, Ashkach, and the Chanami. This is a Stam Mishnah, the Tznuyim, that you could be Maktish, something that's not in your Rishus. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan said you can't is because he has another Stam Mishnah that says you can't. So he passed it like that Stam Mishnah. The Tznan, we learned like this, it says clearly, Ein HaGoynef
Acher haganef mishalom tashlumi kefil. That the second ganef that steals from the first ganef does not have to pay back kefil. So the question was, amai, why not? Bish leim leganef rishon leim mishalom. I understand why he does not have to pay back to the first ganef kefil, because the pasuk says the gunef mi beis ish, v'loy mi beis haganef. When do you have to pay kefil? When you steal something from the owner. The first ganef that stole from the owner, that's called the gunef and beis ish. But the second ganef now, he's not stealing from the first owner, he's stealing from the ganef. So to pay back to the ganef, that's going to pay back kefil, because the ganef doesn't own it. Ella, but the question is, lebailim nishalim, how come the second ganef doesn't have to pay back to the first ganef kefil? Now, if you're going to tell me, this chayfus, wherever it is, it belongs to the first owner. It's the shalom of the first owner. Since the main thing of an object is who really owns it, so the first owner still owns it, even though somebody stole it. So if a second ganef steals from the first ganef, he should have to pay back to the first owner, kefil. Ella, how can we say the second ganef is potter from kefil? Ella, lav, isn't it because Shemamina, that we say this svara, zelafi shein shaloi, vizelafi shein v'shusoi, that we do not consider this object like it's v'gunef mibesish. We do not consider it like you stole it from the original owner. Even though it's shaloi, it belongs to him, but it's not in his possession. Since the ganef already has it now, when you steal it from the ganef, you're not stealing it from the possession of the owner. You're stealing it from the possession of the ganef, and that's no good. So here's the Stam Mishnah here, that Beisoi, what does real Beisoi mean? Two things. It means it's Shaloi, and it's in your Rishus. It has to be under your possession. But here that a Ganef has it, so the owner now, it's not called in his possession, it's not called in his Rishus. Therefore, if somebody steals it from the Ganef, they're potter from paying kefil. You only have to pay kefil if you really steal it from the owner, means it was Shaloi, and it was in his possession. But here that the Ganef has it, it's not in the Rishus of the first owner. So you see clearly what Rabbi Yochanan says, that to be a real Bailam, to be Makdish something, it has to be Shaloi, and it has to be Rishusai. Here that it's not Rishusai, you don't have the Svara. Zelofi Shena Shaloi, Zelofi Shena Rishusai. So Mela, this is the Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan passes like. Therefore, true, there is another Stam Mishnah that was not like this. There's a Stam Mishnah like this, Nuyim, that you could be Makdish, Poydis, something that's not in your Rishus. But if you're going to pass because you can't, because it goes like this time Mishnah that holds, if you're ganef from a ganef, you're parted from kefil, because it's not reshus of the bailim, so you see such a svara, if it's not his reshus, it's not really called basically. So Gemara asks the question, good, but oh my chazis, the yozo boso, he's stama, levet ki I stama, this nuyim. How can Rabbi Yochanan pass like this Stam Mishnah that holds if it's any Rishus is no good? Why doesn't he pass like the Tznuyim, the Stam Mishnah of the Tznuyim? That even though it's not in your Rishus, the Ganafim took the Lekin already, or the Kerem Ravai, still you could be paid for it. How come he doesn't know like that Stam Mishnah? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Mishum the Messiah Lekro. Because really there's a Raya from the Pasuk like the second Stam Mishnah. Because the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yaktishes beisai kodesh Lashem. The person wants to be makdish his house, it's like kodesh Lashem. So we dash it like this: Ma beisav rishusai, just like your house is in your possession. Not only do you own your house, but your house is in your possession to do whatever you want with it. Afkob rishusai, anytime you want to go be makdish something, it has to mamish be in your rishus. And therefore, if a ganef took it already, it's not in your possession. You cannot be makdish it. All right, turn over. So Gemara says now, Omar Abaye says, Ilav di Yomar Rabbi Yechanan, Tznuyin v'Rabbi Doisa, Omru Dover Echad. If it wasn't for the fact that Yechanan said that the Tznuyin and Rabbi Doisa both say the same halacha, Havamina, I would have thought to say differently. I would have thought to say Tznuyin, Islu, the Rabbi Doisa. True, the Tznuyin holds from Doisa Svara. But maybe Rabbi Doisa left with the Tznuyin. Maybe Rabbi Doisa would not agree to the Tznuyin. Again, the what? The Tznuyin said that in the morning, that at evening you put down money to make a pidgin on Kerem Ravai. And Rabbi Doisa said that at night the owner would come home and would be mafker any one of the leket that the Aniyim took. So Abaye said, I would have said to say that Tznuyin is the Rabbi Doisa. The Tznuyin that says that you could be poida the Karen Ravai, after it was taken already, they for sure hold like Rabbi Doisa, you could be mafka something even though it was taken already. But maybe Rabbi Doisa less than the Tsunuyim. Rabbi Doisa that says you could be mafka it would not agree to the Tsunuyim. Tsunuyim is like Rabbi Doisa, why? Or ma beganef avdoi. Ma beganef, mazach when you steal something. Of the Rabbonim takanto, the Rabbonim make a takono, aniyim, tzrich lameima. So for sure, for the aniyim, we should also make, we should do something. There is madach that tznuyim hold that for a ganef, we try and make takonis, that at night time you could be poigda, the kerem ravai, to save a ganef. So for sure, he holds like Rabbi Doisa, that when the aniyim took the leket throughout the day, even though they took by mistake, they took the wrong amount of leket, for sure we should make a takana to be maskered at night time for them. But maybe the opposite way. Rabbi Doisa less than the tznuyim. Maybe Rabbi Doisa does not agree to the tznuyim. Why? Aniyim udi avdul rabbonu takanto. Maybe it's only a special takana by the aniyim. Here the case was, aniyim come throughout the daytime, and they take away leket off your fields that they're allowed to. Just sometimes they take too much. Instead of taking only two bundles, they'll take three bundles. So of course they're an oni and they're doing brishus really. Therefore, they're about to make a takana that the owner has the right to be mafkur at night time, even though it's not his brishus. But maybe by a ganif loy avdu le'rabbanu takanta. But maybe in the tznuyim's case, where somebody stole, somebody took some of your kerem ravai. So the owner feels bad about it that the ganif not only over it, it's a ganif gneva. He's even eating kerem ravai. Maybe there's no takana there. You can't save it since there by night time. The Kerem Ravai is not in your Rishus. Maybe there of thy souls you cannot be poider it. Maybe Yag is on the Tzunuyim. Amar Rav says, Ilav di Yomar Rabbi Yechon. That's the fact that Rabbi Yechon said, Tzunuyim. Rabbi Doisam Rodav Rechon. It wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Yechon said that it's Tzunuyim. And Rabbi Doisam said the same thing. Have a mean, I would have thought to say like this. Man Tana Tzunuyim. Who's the Tana that holds like the Tzunuyim that you could be poider Kerem Ravai even after it was stolen from you? Rabbi Meir, goes to quote Rabbi Meir. Why? Lavam Rabbi Meir, doesn't Rabbi Meir say, Maise Mam Gavoyu, that Maise Sheini is called Mam Gavoyah. V'yafilu Ochi still linya Padiyah, Ukma Rachmona B'shusay, you have a right to be Poida, Maise Sheini. In other words, if it's Mam Gavoyah, it's not in your Rishus. So how could you ever be Poida it? It doesn't belong to you. Elamai, the Torah put Maise Sheini into your Rishus, that you could be Poida it. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, V'yim goyel yigoyel ishmi maisaroi. Is maisaroi is chamishasa yosef olav. Is kaya rachmona maisaroi. Umaisav chaymish. The Torah says we consider the maisa sheni as if it's yours, even though really it's not yours, because really it's called mam gavaya. Still, for hilchus pidyin, the Torah considers it like it's yours, and therefore you have to add on to another fifth. If so, I'll tell you, kerem ravai nami. The same halacha would apply by kerem ravai also. That goma kodesh kodesh maisa. We learn out Kerem Ravai, the fourth year's crop, from Maisa Sheini. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Kodesh Ilulim. It says by Kerem Ravai, Kodesh Ilulim. Uksiv Gavi Maisa, the post, it says by Maisa Sheini, Vuchol Maisa, Oros Mizeros, and Priyates, La Hashem Hu Kodesh. So Ma Kodesh, the Ksiv Gavi Maisa, just like the Maisa Sheini, Avagad, the Momen Gavayu, even though really, according to Rabbi Meir, Maisa Sheini doesn't belong to us. It's called Momen Gavayah. Still, Linyan Padiya, when you go to be Poydera to take the money to Yerushalayim and eat the Paris here, Ukme Rachmanim Rishusai, the Torah calls these fruits like in your Rishus, and therefore you have to be Meister for Chaymish. So I tell you, Afhai, the same thing by Kerem Ravai also. Kodesh Nami, the Chsibga, by Kerem Ravai. Af Agav, the Lamma Moinu, the Dehu, even in the case that it doesn't belong to you, we're a Ganaf stole it already. But Linyan Achulei, for this special Kula, that you have a right to be meichel, to be poida, the kerem ravai, ukma rachmona b'shusay. The Torah put it into your rishus. To akiyse b'shusay nami holav didehu. Because even when it's in your rishus, also it should not be in your rishus. Because kerem ravai has kedusha to it, so it should also not be considered in your rishus. And still the Torah put it into your rishus. V'motzi meichel mishum hochi motzi meichel. Because so here also you could be meichel. That's why the tznuyim hold that if you own Kerem Ravai, and throughout the daytime a ganav came and stole some of it, at nighttime you have a right to be poida that Kerem Ravai that was stolen, even though it's not in your rishus right now. The Torah is not because you can be marked as something that's not in your rishus. Regular hegdish, of course, is only if it belongs to you and in your possession. But Maisa Sheini and Kerem Ravai is different, because there really is Kaddish. Kaddish is not called, it's called Mamma Gavoya. not in your rishus anyway. Just the Torah gave you a special halacha that you have a right to be poyder it as if it's in your rishus, even though really it's not in your rishus. So that even though somebody stole it from you, still you could be poyder it. That's what the Tznuyim say, pidyon help on gzeila. Avagabi leket, but in the case of Reb Doisa's case, where Anani throughout the daytime took too much leket, he took three bundles more than he's supposed to. Here I'll tell you, kivu the mamayna. Today, since the money belongs to him, it's his leket, the owner, like it's your field. You own the leket. True, if you drop one or two pieces, then you have to leave for the yoni, he has a right to take it. But when you drop three, the yoni has no right to take it, it's mamish yours. If so, I'll tell you, swear maybe, ki yisi rishus say, hu de moti maskulei. If you own it, it's in your rishus, then you can be maskurit. But maybe kilesim rishus say here, with aniyim took it home already, so it's not in your possession anymore, le moti maskulei. Maybe here, by leket, the tznuyim at hold, you can't be maskurit. Therefore, he would have said that not totally zeh bezeh, Rabbi Dais and its nuyim. Omer Ravina says, Ilav di Yomer Rabbi Yechon, that's Rabbi Yechon that said, Tznuyim Rabbi Dais and Omer Dabre Echon, they both hold the same shita. However, I mean, I would have thought it like this. Man tan its nuyim. Who is the shita of the tznuyim? Rabbi Dais he. It's not like two different man di Yomerim, it's one man di Yomer. Ki hechad la tikshi stam mishn Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechonan, kistam yechidoi, this will be a posture teretz, not to ask a steer, a stam mishnah on Rabbi Yechonon. Whereas Rabbi Yechonon himself says, you can't be marked as something that's not in your rishus. I, the stam mishnah of tznuyim, you could be pointed as something that's not in your rishus. The teretz is not a stam mishnah. The tznuyim goes according to Rabbi Daisa. It's a das yochid. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonon doesn't pass with that mishnah.